Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for the children that every Tuesday we gather together in your name with one purpose in mind. We want to learn your word because you purpose your goodwill in Christ Jesus going to be bring into effect when the time we have reached their fulfillment. Although it hasn't been fulfilled yet, but I know in due time, everything that you have said will be fulfilled. So as we memorize your words, and I pray that you help us to say what the psalmist has said in Psalm 119, verse 111. Your statutes are our heritage, and they are our delight. It's our heritage forever and ever. So I pray that you help our children, help your servant to memorize as much as we can, so that in due time, when we are in trouble, when we are in need, we know how to pray to you. We know how to seek refuge in you. We know how to get help from you. We know that in this troubled world, we have a lot of trouble. And I pray that you help us to go through all this trouble, to be an overcomer, because we can do all things through him who gives us strength. And by your grace and by your love, and we can be overcomer in all situations, under all circumstances. And I pray that you help your servant to explain your word clearly, and so that your children's life be changed. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Last week I talked about God not only gave us eternal life, the adoption to be his son through Jesus Christ. That's not what the entire Bible talks about. He not only gave us the adoption to be his son. Because we are God's son, we will make heir, verse 11. In him, we will make heir. In Jesus Christ, we will make heir. We're going to inherit the glorious inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever God has blessed Jesus Christ, in the same way, he will bless us with his glorious inheritance. Now, what will we do now that we are son of God, and now that we're going to inherit his inheritance? Why would he do that? With one thing in mind, verse 12. In order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. When the Lord bless you so much, what did the Lord expect of you? He expect you to praise him. Do you remember the story that Jesus talked about in the four gospel? I think it's written by Luke. There are 10 lepers. When they see Jesus far away, they cry with a loud voice to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on us," right? And then Jesus asked them, "What do you want me to do?" And they said they want to be cleansed, right? And then what did Jesus say to them? "Go and show your body to the priest." And 10 of them turn around and be healed completely. You know what? Out of the 10 people, only one people come back. 9 of the Jewish people, they don't come back. Only one come back, who is a Samaritan, a Gentile. Now, I would like to remind you, we as Gentile now become God's son. Now, we as Gentile, now we become God's heir, co-heir with Christ. If we share in his suffering, we will share in his glory, right? Now that we get sonship, now that we get inheritance, what should we do? In order that we, who was the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. We should go and praise him. Listen to me very, very carefully, especially those that who get musical training. Joshua? Gabriel? You know how much money your parents spent on both of you? Not to mention about traveling from Fort McMurray back, and then and every Saturday, Sunday stay in the hotel for you to get training. Do you understand that? Don't ever bury your talent that Jesus Christ gave to you through your parents, and you bury it under the ground, you'll be just like that guy. That guy is not a funny guy. That guy will be thrown in darkness and weeping and gnashing of tear. Do you get that? You should use your musical talent and instrument to praise God. I would like you to write it down in verse 12. The reason why he blessed you with sonship, verse 5. Verse 11, he blessed you with his inheritance, glorious sonship and glorious inheritance. He has one thing in mind. Verse 2, in order that we, who were the first to hope Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. You should praise him, using your musical instrument to praise him. Other than Joshua and Gabriel, now serving in the church, I appreciate that. Who else get musical training? Hannah? I went to your house, I see the thing is hanging in the living room. That's not your name? That's Moses? You mean are you telling me that your parents spend so much money on you on piano you forget them all? It's a waste today. You'll be that guy then. Aiyah. And Christopher, I'm very pleased with your ministry. I appreciate it. So other than 1, 2, 3, who else has musical training? Daniel who? Daniel Toon? Did you come last week?
Yeah. No.
You want to be that guy?
No, I don't want to be that guy.
Matthew chapter 25? I don't want to be that guy. Yeah, I like that too. I like that too.
I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy, okay. I don't want you to be that guy.
I play for my church choir.
Okay.
And also during the service
sometimes. Okay. So I may give you a challenge. You should come to our church to serve.
Actually, I want to.
You know what? I have an idea. I don't want our church to be led by the Cantonese, you know what, last week, when Lydia asked the English-speaking brother and sister to sing, I had to use the amplifier to hear that. I can't even hear the whispering voice, you know. But when you people are angry, you're yelling with a loud voice, I want you to write it down, right beside verse 12, you write down Psalm 33:3. Read that to me. Psalm 33:3. I want you to write it down. In Psalm 33:3, you write down Ephesians 1:12. And in 1:12, you write down Psalm 33:3. When you come to the church, you sing to him a new song. When you play skillfully. When you shout for joy with a loud voice. I don't like that last Sunday. I don't hear the voice of Hannah.
I was there, that's why.
Oh, you wasn't there last Sunday?
No.
Where have you been?
Where were you? I had a big headache and I couldn't wait up.
You should have came to church and prayed.
Oh, man. Sunday worship, you can't call forsake. Okay? Let's read it together. Sing for him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. How many of you, ever since you attend a church, and you think, when I come to the church, when I believe in Jesus Christ, I thought I only have eternal life. To receive a glorious sonship of our Lord Jesus Christ. To receive a glorious sonship of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And not knowing that, on top of this blessing, and we are made heir. And if that is new to you, you should sing a new song. Sing a song about this. You know what? You pay attention to all the hymn book that we sing. We only praise God for giving us eternal life. We don't praise God, say, God, I praise you for giving me eternal life. On top of that, you give me glorious inheritance. I want you to sing that kind of song, to make a lyrics with a good melody and play skillfully and tell the whole world about that. When you play that skillfully, sing that song, and then I preach the gospel. And people will remember when they believe in Jesus Christ, they not only become son of God, they also become heir of God. You understand? That is a new thing to you because that's the mystery of God's will. He revealed that to us according to his good pleasure. He liked that. He wanted us to know. You understand? Now that you know, so you make known to it, instead of singing the old song, we should sing a new song and play skillfully with musical instrument that you know. You understand? Think about the wording, the lyric. He not only give me eternal life, he not only in love he predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ. I like that. It's very good. It's good that I have eternal life. It's also better to have what? To be heir of God. Co-heir with Christ. To inherit his glorious inheritance. We should sing about a song like that. You understand? Two things. Okay? Now, if you are truly happy, you also write down, right beside verse 12, you write down James, chapter 5, verse 13. If you are in trouble, you should pray. If you are happy, if you are glad, if you are joyful, what should you do? You should sing song of praise. What kind of song of praise? Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. He gave us his sonship. And he gave us his glorious inheritance. And that's why we should praise him. Because we're happy. You understand? Joshua, do you want to live a long life? I give you a project. Okay, I give it to you, Joshua. I give it to Gabriel. I give it to Daniel. I want you to sing about verse 5. And verse 11. But I don't want to sing verse 5 in verse 11 because it's so compact that people, when they hear the lyric, they don't understand. Because a lot of them, they are simple-minded. You sing it in such a way, say, thank you, God, for giving us sonship. Thank you, God, on top of that, giving us inheritance. You make very different statement in duet. Repeating that in different lyrics. So that people sing in their mind, I not only get sonship, I get inheritance. The sonship is a glorious sonship. The inheritance is a glorious inheritance. Both of them are through Jesus Christ, and both of them are from God. You know, stuff like that. and sing that new song. You know what? When we sing this kind of song, your name not only will be in the book of the Lamb of God, your name will be well known in all throughout churches. Because all the other churches, they don't know this good news. They only know, what do they know? Believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Am I right? But on top of that, what do you get, Joyce? Glorious inheritance. So three of you, because you say your parents waste the money down to drain, then you are disqualified already.
It's true, though. I'm not lying about it.
You want to join them? We were thinking about the lyric. What did you learn? And then next Sunday, sing that. While I'm not around, because I don't want to hear about it. Wait until I come back, then you practice for one more week. I come back and sing it before me. How about that? Do you want to participate?
If I say no, am I that guy?
Yeah. You are that guy. You are the guy that Joshua talked about. You are that guy. Yeah? You got that right? Right? Got that? Okay? So write that down. James chapter 5, verse 13. Daniel, the junior, could you read that? James 5:13. When you read the Bible, be careful. Is it your brother, tear that? Or you? You, eh? So try, you know what? When you do that, you don't really have to compare notes. But you know what? When we sing the new song, make it simple, make it easy for people to remember, because the purpose is to make known to the other people, because this is according to His good pleasure. God wants us to know about that, because it used to be a mystery of God. Okay, but now He makes known to us now. If He makes known to us, should we sing a new song to let people know about that? It's not the old song anymore. Right? It's a new song. Because the old one, we don't know. The old one, we only think that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. Now, in Him, we not only have eternal life, in Him, we have inheritance. So that's why we want to praise Him. And then you with this kind of explanation, and people memorize the Bible verses, and then all you guys and playing the guitar and all that, playing the piano and sing the song. You know what? You're gonna, by doing so, and you with these two statements, you impress the entire church. Do you agree? You got that? Yeah, Joyce. You play violin too, right? Okay. Yeah. So, anyone want to volunteer for donation? The violin is broken. Can I use a crazy glue to glue it to get it back?
Yes, you
try, but it's cracked the bottom. Scotch tape. Yeah, it's scotch tape.
We have a violin
now. You're right. He has a violin. She has a violin. Oh, so you have no excuse. You have no excuse whatsoever. Okay. Okay. Listen to me. I want all of our children not only be able to memorize the Bible verses, how we learn how to memorize it and apply in our own life, and to make known to other people what we have learned that they don't know. Is it fair, Christopher? Okay. So, you go back to verse 12. Right beside verse 12, you write down verse 6. Verse 6, right after you become adopted as God's son, we should praise God for His glorious grace. It's by grace that you are chosen, you are predestined to be adopted as His son. It's glorious God's grace. Okay? So that's why we praise Him for that. And also, in In verse 12, we not only praise him for being God's son. Verse 5, we are God's son. Verse 6, we praise him for being God's son. Praise for his glorious grace. Being God's son is glorious grace. And then in verse 11, in him we will make heir. And after we will make heir, we praise him. In verse 12, we might be for the praise of his glory, because he gave us glorious inheritance. We should praise him twice, because he gave us double portion of the blessing. Sonship and inheritance. You understand? 5, 6, 5, adoption. 6, praise for that adoption. 11, heir. Verse 12, praise for being his heir to receive the glorious inheritance. You understand? You got that? You know what? When you sing that song, you play the lyric, end up, you understand 5, 6, 11, and 12. You understand things that a lot of other Christians, they don't even understand. When you make known, you glorify God, he's going to fulfill the desire of your heart. Gabriel, you understand? Go back. Verse 13. From 1, all the way from 1 to 12, Paul using a pronoun, we. You write down we, 1 to 12. And then from 13, he used you, 1, 13, and onward. Onward to where? Onward to, I think, 23. Okay? You write that down? Okay, now starting in verse 13. And you also were included in Christ. In the Chinese one, it's not as good because the Chinese say, repeated, the Chinese translation is not as good because Chinese translation doesn't have the word included. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. In those days, a lot of people, they go to the synagogue, they do not hear the word of truth. They only hear the word of liar. Because they heard it from the liar. They heard the word of falsehood. Because those people who worship God in the synagogue, they don't hear that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ, that is the word of truth. Now that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Do you remember all those people that who are worshipper, including the teacher at the synagogue? You remember in chapter 3 of Gospel of John, Nicodemus is a ruler of Jewish council. He's a rabbi at the synagogue. They teach people about the word of God, but they don't teach Jesus is the Christ. He didn't know Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah. You understand? But now that you heard the word of truth, that Jesus is the Messiah, then you were included in Christ. You understand? If you don't hear about the word of Christ, the word of truth, you are not included in Christ. So that's why until now, a lot of Jewish people, they were excluded from Christ. Verse 12 of chapter 2, verse 12, they were excluded from Christ. They were separate from Christ. They were excluded from the sonship. They were excluded from the citizenship. They were excluded from citizenship in Israel. Okay? They were separate from Christ. They are not in Christ. Now that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were in Christ. You understand? And having believed, you were marked. Believe in what? Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe that Jesus is the Messiah, is the Christ. Believe that Jesus who died for our sins. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. And he appeared to his apostle for 40 days. And after that, he ascended to heaven in front of their eyes. And he will come back in the same way in due time, in his second coming. And by that time, he's going to judge each and every one of us. Having believed in this, you will mark in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Anyone who believes Jesus is the Christ, anyone who believes the Son of God, you will mark with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. You write that down right beside 13. You write down 1 John chapter 3, 23. What is God's commandment? God's commandment for us is this: to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. And to love one another in accordance with his commandment. Could you read that? 1 John 3:23. Christopher, could you read that? You know what, all these children, you know, I want you to listen to me very carefully, okay? From this day on, I want you to look after your Bible. You understand? Look after your Bible. Otherwise, you're going to waste a lot of time to write all this, transfer this information to another Bible. You look at the Bible, it's about to be torn already because you don't look after that. Okay? When you step on that, don't step like that, okay? Look after your Bible. Christopher, do you hear me? Okay? Read that.
And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to live and to love one another as he commanded us.
So what's God's command for us? Two things. To believe and to love. First, to believe. Believe in what? Believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Having believed, if you believe in the right thing, having believed, you were marked with the seal. If you are not marked with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, you're not believing the right thing. If you're believing the word of truth, you have the spirit of truth within your heart. That Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. There are two kinds of spirit. Okay? The first kind is in 13 and 14 of chapter 1. The second kind is in verse 1 and verse 2 of chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sin in which you used to live when you followed the way of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Who is the ruler of the kingdom of the air? Which is the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. That spirit is the evil spirit. If you do not have the Holy Spirit working within your heart, you have the evil spirit working in your heart. Hannah, what kind of spirit do you have working in your heart? When you say that your parents are wasting the money to send you to go to piano, or you wasting your daddy money, or your daddy wasting the money, you tell me. According to the Holy Spirit.
They wasted it. We told them no. We told them we don't want to practice. And they still didn't listen.
I told them I was going to fail the exam, and they still said no.
Yeah, I passed the exam by 1%.
I passed
61.
By 2%.
And they still keep on getting that white guy to come paying money for him every time. It wasn't our fault.
But even my mom says, she wasted money. They said that.
So am I wasting my time to teaching you now? I ask you to memorize. You don't memorize? Should I walk away?
Well, I'm actually going to memorize this for next week.
Okay. I want to get it clear. You know, I don't want to be like your parents. You know, I'm not a dumb guy. I'm a smart guy. I don't want to waste my energy. I don't want to waste my time. Should I come back next week or should I not come back? Well, I think I'm wasting because you're not memorizing it.
But we're coming here.
Whereas our piano teacher came to our house and we couldn't do anything.
We were forced to go there.
Okay. So, where are we now? Are you trying to deceive me or what? Are you trying to deceive me? You know, like, I'm not wasting the time in the Donald. Donald, he used to be here. He's done with Jesus now. He's a beginner of God's Word now, right? He memorized. You're up to what, chapter 3 already?
No, I'm up to chapter 2:10.
Chapter 2:10? Well, that's good. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do, right? That's good stuff. Hey, Gabriel, do you hear that? Verse 10 already. You know what? After you people, I want you people to perform next week, and regarding with this lyric, okay? Okay, the 5, 6, 11, and 12, you know, praise God for this kind of thing, okay? Write your own thing in a simple sentence so that people can recite, can memorize it. But with the, you don't get out that content. You understand what I mean?
I know.
And then I want to see how you people going to do it. Wow, that will be amazing. Jean, you like to see that, right?
Yeah.
Well, see?
No.
We are all eager. We are all eager, looking forward to a next week performance, okay? Is it fair?
No.
So, maybe next week we should come here. We should have celebrated to come here early, should we? Huh? But Miriam, do you have any training in musical too? So you're wasting your daily money too? You're a dead guy too?
No, I told my mom I wanted to quit.
I told my mom I want to play more tennis and she quits me on that one. That's why I'm so...
Okay, let's go back. Verse 13. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed in the right stuff, having believed the word of truth, having believed in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. The promised Holy Spirit that is within your heart, that is a seal of ownership. You no longer belong to yourself, but you belong to Jesus Christ. So you not only you cannot live for yourself anymore now, you have to live for Jesus. The Holy Spirit in verse 14 is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. In other words, who praise God first? We, the word we, the pronoun we, praise God first, because we are the first one to hope in Christ. And then you praise God later. We praise God first, and you praise God second. Why? Because we have the salvation first, and you have the salvation second. We have the inheritance first, and you have the inheritance second. So that's why we praise God first, and then you praise God later. So that's why in 13:14, I show you how. Look at me. Write it down. Get a piece of paper. Write it down. 5 and 6. 5 talk about sonship. 6 talk about praising God for being his son. That is a glorious grace. And 11 is God's heir. 5 is God's son. 11 is God's heir. 6 is praise being the God's son. 12, praise for being God's heir, right? And then 13, 14, when you sing that song, you become we already, because you understand that. That's why you praise God in front of the congregation. And then you tell the congregation, now's your turn to receive the salvation. Anyone want to believe in Jesus Christ? Please raise your hand. Oh, you become happy to ground. And then you praise, and then you tell them, you know what? When you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, that is a guarantee of our inheritance. You want to be sure? You want to be sure you're God's son? You have to have the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 8:9. You want to be sure that you're going to receive God's inheritance? You make sure you are marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. If you do not have the promised Holy Spirit within your heart, you are not His son, nor will you get His inheritance. Now that you are His son, now that you have His inheritance, to the praise of His glory. Now it's your turn, you can praise Him, right? As first we praise Him, and now you praise Him. And then you ask the congregation, sing along with me. You got that? Wow, that will be very powerful. Now I lean on you guys because I don't have that gift in, I only have the gift in explaining the Bible, but I can help, you know, you drop up the lyric and I can change, but I don't know how, you know, the tune, how to sing it in such a way to make it sounds good, okay? Make it, huh?
I don't know.
You don't know? You get training too, Lena? Do you have training for that? Do you know how to play piano? Not anymore. Oh.
Piano grade
10?
Yeah.
Piano grade 10, what do you mean? That's a teacher level, right?
Top of the, I don't know. After piano grade 10 is teacher level.
After grade 10 is teacher level?
Yeah.
So she's up to
10.
Oh, 11, 12. So I want to, any question?
I have a question.
Okay.
How come here it says that what having believed, then you're marked, and then once you're marked, you have a deposit guaranteeing inheritance. But then, like you said in 1 Corinthians 3, 10 last week, that, you know...
3:10 or 2:10?
Said 3:10 to 15.
Okay, read that.
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation.
Oh, that 1 Corinthians.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 3:10, 3:15.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Then it says, if what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. And you refer the reward to as the inheritance.
Listen to me. I don't think you guys got that. Okay, right. Write down here. Take a look at here. Everybody look at here, okay? Say that God's son. You write it down. God's son. And then God's inheritance. You write down number one. Write down number two. Number one, God's son. Number two, God's inheritance. God's son is 1:5. God's inheritance is 1:11. When we receive God's sonship, we should praise Him. That's 1:6. When we receive God's inheritance, we should praise Him. 1:12. All these are we. Okay? Verse 13 to 14, talk about you get the same thing. We is the Paul, Timothy, all these preachers. They get it first. They let us know. Now we get it. You become we. You understand? Okay, and then look at this. Take a look. You write right here. You write down Romans 8:9. Right beside God's Son. 8:9. What does it mean? If you have the Holy Spirit HS within your heart, that is a proof of your sonship. Because if you do not have the Holy Spirit within your heart, you do not belong to Christ. And also write down 8:16. The Spirit, talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit Himself testified with my spirit that I'm God's Son. If you do not have the Holy Spirit within your heart, there's no proof that you're God's Son. If you do not have the Holy Spirit within your heart, there's no proof that you will receive God's inheritance. You need to have Holy Spirit in both situations. You got that? So you write down God's Son, you write down 8:16, Roman, and 8:9. And in God's inheritance, you write that down, 1:13 and 1:14. That is, especially 1:14, that is 1:13 and 14 is a proof. Guarantee our inheritance. Now listen to me. Guarantee our inheritance. When are we going to receive that inheritance? Until, not until the redemption of those who are God's possession. In other words, until all the Jewish people that were chosen by God before the creation of the world, when they believe, then we receive the inheritance. Listen to me very carefully, okay? As first, who received the salvation first? In the Old Testament, the Jewish people. But not every Jewish people received the salvation. Some are disobedient. Those who are disobedient, they lost it. And those who obey, they got it. Like Moses, Joshua, Daniel, all this, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all this kind of good stuff, they get it. Whereas those bad guy, that guy, they don't get it. You understand? And because they rejected, so many Jewish people reject the salvation, and God say, that's good, you don't want it, I give it to the Gentile. So that's why now a lot of the Gentile, like we, Chinese, Canadian, American, Gentile, they believe in Jesus now. And wait until the number reach up to their limit, because God set the target already. Up to that target, the salvation will go back to the Jewish people. Turn to Romans chapter 11. I read that to you. I want you to write it down. Write it down right beside. Until the redemptions of those who are God's possession. Write it down right beside that. You write down Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. I want you to write that down. Up to 27. Okay, I read that to you. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery. A lot of the Caucasian Christian, they don't know this mystery, because they don't read the Bible. Paul say, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. In other words, God set a limit of how many Gentile believers will believe. When that number reached the target, the salvation will go back to Jewish people. You understand? As first the salvation go to the Jews first, because a lot of Jewish people, they don't want it. You don't want it, I give it to the Gentile. Do you remember the Canaanite woman, her daughter was demon possessed? She kneeled down before Jesus and asked for healing of her daughter at home. Jesus said, do not give the bread to the dog. And then what did she say? He said, even a dog eat the crumb falling from the table. Jesus said, wow, you're humble, eh? You got it. Go home. Your daughter's healed. That's exactly what Jesus said. The Jewish people don't want it. Throw that to the ground. Got it wasted. Okay, I give it to the dog. Give it to the Gentile. And when the Gentile believer reach up to a certain limit, and salvation go back to Jewish people. Do you hear me? Moses, I want you to read that. 25 up to 27 of chapter 11. You write that down, right beside, until the redemptions of those who are God's possession. Until the redemptions of those who are God's possession talk about Jewish people. Until they all believe, then we will receive the inheritance together with the Jewish believer. Read that to me, 25 up to 27. So I want you to write beside verse 25 to 27, you write down Ephesians 1:14. That is for today. So what have we learned? When we believe in Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit dwell within our heart, right? That Holy Spirit is a proof that we are God's Son. At the same time, that Holy Spirit is also a proof that we are God's inheritance. You got that, Moses? So that's why when we have fellowship with Christians, you don't ask him, are you Christian? You ask him, do you have the Holy Spirit? Are you marked with a seal? Seal of ownership that you belong to Jesus Christ. You got that? Do you hear what I say? Tell me what I say. What's the proof that you are God's child? What's the proof that you have you are God heir? You have the what? You have the seal of ownership. What's that seal of ownership? What's that? The Holy Spirit. You got that? Shall we pray? Jean, do you understand what I say? Tell me what I say. It is very, very important. What's the proof that you are God's daughter? What's the proof that you're going to inherit the inheritance? Guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. When the number of people reach to a certain limit, the Jewish people will be saved. When the Jewish people will be saved, that time, we will receive the inheritance. You got that? All right, shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless our children and help them to memorize what they have learned today so that this word of truth will be the lamp to their feet, light to their path, so that they not only pass it on to their children after them, so that you not only bless them and bless their children after them too. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.